There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
But joining me in studio, it's a little bit more laid back. Everyone's a little bit more casual. It's the Majors, Donald and Paula Spencer. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Absolutely. Oh,
it's great to be
our
here.
Pleasure.
Merry Christmas.
So, you know, it's the proverbial, we'll get into it, but then I was telling the major, I want to peel back the layers of this onion. People don't know our new majors. You know, we got to know Megan, Tim. Now we got to know you guys, but you know, it's always been that in the moment of the holiday store.
Exactly.
So, and one of the history you guys have with the holidays and the Salvation Army goes back, and I think that's fascinating with Donald. The history that you have with the Salvation Army meant, sure, like, you know the history. You're a history nerd in the best way possible.
Right.
So, you know, you've had time to decompress a little bit since the holiday store.
Yep.
And in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
How was it?
The holiday store was amazing. I was in near tears. I held it back because I knew I had to talk. But it's literally, I was overwhelmed. It really is a thing. And I've said it to probably hundreds, if not 1,000 people this Christmas time. People are generous to Salvation Army everywhere. And that is so much appreciated and humbling. But there's just a little something extra.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a lot to do with it. TIC and your listeners, that's part of it. The community coming together.
Exactly.
That hit me in a new way. I've always known the Salvation Army is kind of that place where people come together mainly to help others and do something, but it's just a bigger sense of community, and it's really cool to be a part of that. I really am. Just to join this, I'm going to mix my metaphors, join this ship midstream.
Yep. And, you know, you were there pretty much every day, but Paula wasn't.
No.
A little addition to the family. So you got to come in and out. Like, how was that doing?
It was good. I did a lot with the toys and the distribution, and then of course our holiday meals. So he steered the ship from the holiday store, and again, being our first time, just trying to, you know, how does this run? How does this go? How does this happen? So
you'll see more Major Paula next year.
Yeah, jumping in and out and going back and forth. But you know, it's what I do. Somebody said, "How are you not so tired? Or have you crashed?" I'm like, it's just the adrenaline, mm-hmm, the excitement of it all, the holiday store, the toys and the toy packing, and just, again, the generosity is so humbling. But that's what keeps me going throughout, is just the pure adrenaline and the excitement of it all, and just knowing the families, the lives that we touch during this time of the year and throughout the year.
And that's one thing I was telling people, like my kids and, you know, Brian Shackman's kids, that, like, It's not hard manual labor,
right,
but it's mentally exhausting it in the best way
absolutely
possible. Yep. So we'll get some more from the majors. But joining me in studio, the majors, as we affectionately call them during the holiday season, right, Major Donald Spencer, Major Paula Spencer. Paula, we didn't see much of, but she was busy. Grandkids, all the toy distributions.
That's right.
And, you know, people always ask, you know, when's the last time we can bring toys? And we tell them whenever. Yep. Because you can do stuff with them.
Exactly.
People always ask, you know, where's the money going? It's going to the community, and we'll get into a little bit of that. But I want to peel back the layers a little bit.
Sure.
Major Donald, yes, Spencer, and Paula, you probably have to deal with this a lot. The history you know of the Salvation, yep, Army is mind-boggling. And we didn't get into that. You know, like, you're,
yes,
we were here for a purpose.
That's right.
Leading through the holiday store, but...
Yep.
You know, we've had some history lessons, but give us the syllabus, if you will, to the Salvation Army's history in this country.
I'll give you two vignettes. I think that's the proper word. First is the founder of the Salvation Army and his son. He was an itinerant Methodist minister. He's going around the East London slums talking to people, and whether or not he actually said these words or not, but certainly the idea was you can't preach to a man on an empty stomach. So that's part of our ethos, is you have to meet a human need before you can deal with the spiritual. But the idea of the Salvation Army making Christmas brighter goes back to our founding. And I have in my possession, it's not in my office right now, but I have in my possession a little wooden scooter. It's made out of a piece of wood about 2 feet long, and it has wooden wheels, and on the side it has painted the Salvation Army. My father handed this to me. It's from the Great Depression, I think from Rochester, New York. Nobody has any money. People at the Salvation Army knows need Christmas presents. So our rehabilitation center in Rochester, New York, as part of the therapy, the men built these wooden scooters in the 1930s. And that year, these all wooden, it even has wooden screws in it, all these wooden scooters were given to the needy children in that community. But because they had no money, they can't buy them, but they have what they have, some 2x4s, whatever. And that reminds me very much of, don't worry about resources. As you know, I'm a man of faith, and mm-hmm, God's going to provide what he's going to provide, and I have to do the best with it, whether it's a lot or a little. And that reminds me every single year, like with the holiday store, we reach our goal, we surpass it like we did. Amazing. It's a lot of responsibility for me and my coworkers to make sure we do what's right. But it's also, you know what? If we don't have what we planned, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that way with the toys. My wife could speak to that. But as far as the history of the Army goes, it started with a man and his family saying to, and actually the older son, as they were looking at some desperate people, he said to his son, do something. And that's how the Salvation Army started, bringing this message of redemption that is biblically based, that is based on Jesus. But you can't preach to a man on an empty stomach. We do it now.
And I mean, and you can't preach to a man on an empty stomach, and then Taylor with the right place kind of follows,
yes,
that you can't teach a student on an empty stomach.
100%. Feeding is a big part of the right place. And believe it or not, that is our largest expense that some of this 250 or 295 that we raised,
yeah,
will go toward, because there are other sources of income for the students, including the parents, but paying for the lunches so that it's nutritious. I try, mm-hmm, to schedule my day to get over there,
yeah,
for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
I don't make it enough,
mm-hmm,
but our first day here, we went to the school. I think it was fried chicken, my favorite food.
Yeah.
Like, I should have come earlier. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And that's one thing that's awesome, Paula. Like, I've talked about this for years. You know, the Salvation Army, it's, you're hitting them, the young children.
Yes.
You're helping the young children. Then you're going to literally everything and anything in between to the grandparents second time around.
Absolutely.
It's a full service suite of things that you provide. And you, like I said, you were doing the toys. So you had all the toys.
Yes.
How was it sorting all the toys? I mean, I know it's just you're sorting toys, but like when you're going through this, I'm sure you've had those like pictures of a kid opening this toy Christmas morning.
You do, because again, I get to see it from the beginning to the end, from when we get the toys and we sort the toys and we bag the toys, and then when the families come in. And you're right about that. As I see dolls and I see Legos and I see just everything in between, And as we just look through when the parents have signed up and kind of direct us to what the kids would like we kind of ask for a wish list, more that we can't always get it 100%, but what do they like? Do they like cars? Do they like dolls? Do they like Barbie? Do they like drawing? Whatever it might be. And as we guide our volunteers when we pack.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Towards that, I know I can see just somebody, because I can see the faces of my kids over the years when I've given them, you know, what they've wanted or what they, sometimes what they didn't think they wanted, but got and loved, you know, just as much, that you can see just the smiles. And I can see it on the faces even of the parents who would not otherwise be able to provide this. I have a story from our very first appointment from somebody who said they did not like Christmas because Santa never brought anything. And that to me was heartbreaking. And so when she was an adult, she would always give to the Salvation Army because she did not want a child to feel like she did back then, not thinking that I was not loved and Santa went to everybody else's house, all my friends, and didn't hit my house. And that was very humbling mm-hmm. and heartbreaking to me. So that's why we do what we do, because we do not want a child to grow up thinking that nobody cared, that Santa wasn't there, because parents were putting a roof over their heads yeah. and food on the table. I get that's the first thing they need to do. But when you're a child, you don't know that. You don't realize that. And so,
that's what
people
it's about. Always ask, they'll come, you see them like earlier in the holiday store, like, well, I don't know. What do you guys need? What should I bring? Whatever your heart guides you towards, yeah, there's no
exactly.
wrong present. If it's a Tonka truck or a doll or a stuffed animal, there is no wrong present, because it's that child that's their only present. That could be their only present that morning. There
absolutely.
Is no wrong present in that situation. And I've always said that, like, you know, imagine being that parent of coming downstairs right. with your kids in the morning and there's nothing under the tree.
Exactly.
One or two presents could make the world of yep. difference
absolutely.
To an entire family.
Sure does.
Those mornings.
And we even gave, like they call them stuffy now, as I call them stuffed animals, to even the older kids,
yep.
thinking that, you know, they're going to like teddy bears are
there
for
was a
all
coffee
ages.
Maker in the mix.
Yeah.
Which I thought, after I thought about, was bread.
All different things.
Teenager.
So yeah. we'll get these in the hands. But like I said, even a teddy bear to a 12-year-old.
It's
yeah,
comfort.
Exactly.
It gives them that hope.
Absolutely.
That someone out there is, you know, no face to it.
That's yep. right.
Someone's looking out for them.
And isn't yes. it's all about connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're meant to be connected to each other. And that's what giving gifts is about.
Yep.
And so to be a part of that for folks that might otherwise be without is really something special.
Yeah.
It really is.
And that's one of the things, I mean, we say it ad nauseum, I'm sure the listeners, but we right. mean it here at WTIC. And I know Matt, you know, Morgan, Brian, myself, when we say thank you to the listeners that come out year yes. after year, 36
Absolutely.
Years now, whether it's, you know, someone's bringing just a pair of socks.
Yeah.
A pair of socks is meaningful. There was a lady who every year she knits. I'm sure you saw the bag of all yes. the knitted yes. hats and yep. the blankets. And
yes.
she's like, I'm sorry I couldn't do more. You brought me this. I am indebted to you
exactly.
for just bringing yeah. what you brought every year. 100%. Like, there is no gift too. We don't just say it to say it. We mean it.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
is no gift
do.
Too big or too small
exactly.
to bring. And I mean, the
You're
fact
right.
that the texting did over 31,000, and heck, like Matt says, it's still there. So if
right.
anyone wants to text,
that's right.
You know, WTIC to 31333, they're more
that's
than
right.
welcome to. Again, it was more time, but it's not enough time to talk that's to okay. the Spencers. You know, Major Donald Spencer, Major Paula Spencer, the Majors, as we refer to them
right.
throughout the holiday story. It's Christmas after Christmas here on WTIC.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.